brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're continuing with your phone calls. Big article just went up at Infowars.com. Prisoner training, Austin kids to be tracked with GPS devices, parental responsibilities eviscerated as state takes over. Let's go to CJ in Michigan. CJ, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
Hey, brother. Thank you. I hear you going back and forth, you know, contemplating Obama, Mitt Romney, and the choice and this and that. I really haven't got where you're at. What are you going to do? Are you going to vote for one? My take on it is, you know, voting for anyone, it's consenting to it. And I just can't consent to this tyranny. So the lesser of two evils to me, I just never got into that.
Schools of thought. Obama gets back in, they accelerate things so fast that people finally completely wake up. That's probably why the ruling class is now switching over to Obama or Romney. Romney. I can't even get his name straight. There we go. That wasn't on purpose. I couldn't even figure out his name. Obama, O'Romney, 2012. The establishment is shifting over to Romney because they know they can't get their agenda through with Obama anymore. But some are saying that they're going with Romney because they are actually scared of Obama, that he's even moving too quickly. But the reason we see all this happening is because the ruling establishment, who are monopoly people, who are anti-free market, who make their money off corporate welfare and want to be able to shut down their competition, they are running the show. This is what they want. It's just that now they're in such control that they can't control themselves. And so it's more of a battle within the ruling class. How far do they want to go? And because once you have a criminal system, the worst individuals in the criminal hierarchy are who will steer the boat. And so it's a race to the bottom. And so, listen, I didn't vote in the 2008 election because I said it's clear Obama's the chosen prince. There'll be election fraud if he isn't. And John McCain is just there as a placeholder like Bob Dole in 1996 with Clinton. And so, again, it's all theater. The only other issue is, as Joe Farah has said, and he's about to come on, when Bush was in, I could say anything about him and didn't really have a bunch of dirty tricks go on. I have had dirty tricks when Obama's been in. And I have had them come after me. I've had their surrogates say I should be shut down, try to connect me to cop killing. Media Matters and the Southern Poverty Law Center and others. And I've had a lot of other stuff, you know, behind the scenes go on. So when Joe Farah just says, hey, they've already put you in the Republican camp because you're for guns and against abortion. And that's true. At a sophisticated level, the power structure sees me as a conservative libertarian constitutionalist because I am for freedom. And at least in rhetoric, look at the Republican platform. A lot of great libertarian constitutional stuff. The Texas Republican platform is excellent. It's like I wrote it. It's like a John Birch Society document, but they don't follow it. So because my rhetoric, which I actually stand for, is similar rhetoric to the Republicans, the leftist power structure that's a big part of the New World Order sees me as the enemy. And so whether I join Romney or not, I've already been put in with Romney. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, I mean, what do I do? Because the system already sees me that way. So, and then I just kind of stand out here. Oh, well, I don't like Romney either, but I'll guarantee. I mean, I've been through Republicans and Democrats, and Democrats go after their opposition because they're more of a mafia, Chicago, New York style because they came up from the gutter. Republicans are more blue blood criminals who do it all with a parlance to the power structure. I'll ask that question of Joe Farah straight ahead. And those of you that are holding, you'll get to address your question to myself or Joe Farah. We're going to take some calls with Joe today on a host of issues. We're going to cover the Syria situation with Al-Qaeda. We're going to cover the Iran situation, election 2012. It's all coming up with the editor, owner-in-chief of WorldNet Daily, Joseph Farah. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Now, for the rest of the hour here on this Monday edition, we're going to be talking to Joseph Farah, the editor-in-chief of WorldNet Daily. I am Alex Jones, your host, and we have got Obama coming out in an Associated Press interview saying that Romney's ideas are extreme. Really? I mean, I thought Romney was almost just like Obama. Carbon taxes, open borders, abortions, assault weapons bans. I mean, now he says he's different, but in action, he's pretty much like Obama. So what is Obama talking about there? We have got massive draconian gun control legislation at the state level in multiple East Coast states, seeking to get rid of the manufacturer in those states. We're going to be going over that. We have got so much to cover here today, but I wanted to get Joseph Farah on to give us his take on election 2012 and where he sees it going. What another 4 years of Obama versus Romney would look like. But then I want to get into a report he put out a few days ago, headlined at WND.com, "When Israel Strikes Iran in October." So now he's saying when they strike. And I've never seen the war more green-lighted. It's been green-lighted before and then backed off. But from every source, it looks like it's going that way. And I want to see how that ties in with the London Telegraph now admitting what I reported 9 months ago when the Syria destabilization began, that Britain and the U.S., or the banks that run us and run our military, are running Al-Qaeda and are trying to overthrow Syria. I'm no fan of Assad, but, man, this is Al-Qaeda. That is admitted as the main fighting force. And all of that is going on. And now they're saying that they're wonderful freedom fighters when they go in and strap men in cars with bombs and say, we're going to kill your family if you don't go blow up a police checkpoint. I mean, this is on television now, and our media is like, isn't torture good? Isn't secret arrest good? Isn't Al-Qaeda good? The CFR 3 weeks ago, one of their writers said, quote, we need Al-Qaeda. So talk about a new level of immorality. I know Joseph Ferris there in Virginia. He has a lot of sources in the military-industrial complex, and he can tell us what he thinks the grand strategy is and where all of this is going, all the preparations for collapse, you name it. Joseph Farah is founder, editor, and CEO of WorldNet Daily, a nationally syndicated columnist for Creator Syndicate. He is the author of, co-author of 13 books, including his latest, The Tea Party Manifesto, and his classic, Taking America Back, now in its third edition and 14th printing. Farah is the former editor of the legendary Sacramento Union and other major market dailies. And he joins us now to break all of this down. He also set up the Western Journalism Center. We'll talk about the attempts to censor the web as well and have an internet tax by the FCC that Google and others want. Yeah, because it shuts down their competition. All of that and more with Joseph Farah today. But first off, I know we got you on a few minutes early and you heard that caller, or if you didn't hear, the caller was saying, well, what do you do if Romney and Obama are basically the same but different rhetoric? Do you morally not vote for Romney? And because it almost acquiesces or gives credence to it. And I see that point. But then what do you do when you're somebody like Joseph Farah or Alex Jones, where even though you said, hey, don't vote for McCain or Obama 4 years ago, you were put in the camp by the Obama people and they've gone after you. So, yes, I'm put in the camp of Romney, even though I'm not in it. What do you say to all that?
Well, Alex Jones, I listened to your response to that caller, and I have to tell you that was a very coherent, concise, articulate response. It really resonates with what I'm thinking, with what's in my soul in this election. Yeah, as you know, in 2008, we were both none of the above people, and right now we're wrestling with survival. My thought back in 2008 was, hey, you know what? I mean, if what's the difference? Flip a coin. I knew that Obama was going to be a more tyrannical kind of repressive president, clamping down on liberty in more dramatic ways, faster. But, I also thought, well, maybe that's, maybe Americans need that as a wake-up call because, you can take the slow road, to hell, and people don't even recognize where you're going. But sometimes, being on the highway to hell, people say, hey, time to do a U-turn. And I thought we saw a little bit of that, in the 2010 election. Obviously, there was, we had the Tea Party movement that arose. I think that that feeling was somewhat validated. But then again, Alex, I have to say, I think to a great extent, the Tea Party movement was hijacked by special interests. And in 2012, I don't know, it's yet to be determined how much of a force they're going to be. But I think you're right. We've got a limited choice here. I mean, what they used to say, not a dime's worth of difference. But there is, because as I mentioned the last time I was with you, I think, and I hope I'm not just justifying my own gut instincts here and my own self-preservation. But I really believe that if Obama's reelected, there is no chance for turning this country around. No chance whatsoever. And so, I'm not going to be, endorsing Mitt Romney for president on your show here. But I do believe that for people like you and me and liberty activists across this country, we do need a little breathing room in the next 4 years.
Well, here's another example.
Mm-hmm.
Ron Paul, who did not endorse McCain 4 years ago, has come out with a limited endorsement saying, I won't fully endorse Romney. But that shows how bad Obama is, that the sense is he's gotten all his criminals in place. And so even rearranging deck chairs, it'll take the bureaucracy a while to kind of get its new scams in place with Romney. But that with Obama not facing reelection, he will drop the hammer. And even if Romney's horrible, he'll at least be facing reelection.
I think that's exactly right. Yeah, you think about what a lame duck second term administration of Obama will be like. No guardrails, you know. And so, as I said in a program the last time I was on with you, for people like Alex Jones and Joseph Farah, I got to tell you, I'm being very honest with you. I think if Obama's reelected, guys like you and me are either going to be in jail or going to be dead. I think the chances for doing a U-turn in terms of American policy, preserving freedom and so forth, we may be on an irreversible course with four more years of Obama.
What do you make of all of the amazing stories where they're coming out and saying the Army's training to take on a Tea Party insurrection that links up with Al-Qaeda and Army training for gun confiscation? I mean, these are confirmed manuals that are out there, just incredibly seditious.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think it ties in, you know, people sound, they think this is far-fetched, right? But then you look at the facts we know for sure about, you know, Fast and Furious, an operation like that. And we say, you know, if the government can get away with that, if the Obama administration can get away with that, the most powerful people in the world, just the facts on the table, there's no accountability whatsoever. What happened to that congressional investigation? Well, you know, what happened to the to those subpoenas? Where are the calls for impeachment by the Republicans? It just withered and died on the vine. And so, you know, I think that when you see that, you see that people were killed, gunned down through an official action ordered by the president. By the way, he was taking credit for Fast and Furious before it became, you know, a scandal. And, you know, so it's mind-boggling, Alex. We just got to be very, very careful. I'm so proud of you for getting the word out about these things. You're doing a great job. And I'm just hoping that more of the American people become aware of what's happening, how our liberties are being trampled underfoot.
Expanding on that, it came out over a year ago, as you know, even in Politico, but they were reporting on like it was cute, that Media Matters, funded by the White House and George Soros, had infiltrated News Corp and other media, and of course you're on their radar, I'm on their radar, and said, we're going to sabotage and destroy people from within. It's our job to destroy organizations from within. This is like a foreign army or something. And they don't even get in trouble. They don't lose their 501c3. That is the difference. It shows you that these are real zealots who really do want to silence their opposition.
Yeah, there's a totalitarian mindset here that it's hard for people like us to even understand. You know, it's so foreign to the way we think. This is what we're dealing with. This is the mentality of you know, people in the White House today, it's the mentality of the, you know, you talk about the ruling class, there's also a ruling culture out there, you know, from the media establishment. Certain things you can't talk about. They're perfectly comfortable with submitting their questions to, you know, the president and even to Romney now, when they do interviews with Romney, they're already submitting the quotes back to Romney. It's just a crazy mess.
Total sheepish lapdog mentality. I want to come back and ask you, because I don't even know what's number one on your radar, what's front and center on Joseph Ferris' plate. Then we're going to look at the rise of Al-Qaeda as an ally of the West. Stay with us.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Your calls are coming up here in about 15 minutes. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, as well as video. We stream of the radio show and the nightly news show at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we are fighting the construction of a prison planet. This is a short segment I want to get into. The October surprise and the intel that Joseph Farah has. I mean, he has it right here in his headline, when Israel strikes Iran in October. So we'll get that exclusive info, and it is an exclusive that Joseph's going to give us here, and tie that into Al-Qaeda. Now we're being told how wonderful they are bringing down Libya and now trying to bring down Syria. But when I was at his office covering Bilderberg in June, as he said, there in Virginia, just a few miles away, he said, hey, have you ever seen a drone? I said, no, I haven't seen one in person. And then a week later after I left, his house in a rural area got buzzed. Driving into work a few weeks ago, I stopped, saw one right over the highway. Highway department had a drone out there. So massive proliferation. We'll have to talk about that a little bit later. Well, I mean, why not now? I mean, wow, there is this big rollout of our tax money to militarize against us, and now TSA on the streets everywhere, Joseph.
It's the police state, Alex. You should be here with me in Tampa. You know, first of all, we got the, you know, we have the hurricane threat and lots of concern about that, and of course the convention and demonstrations. But the there's National Guard all over the streets. I mean, you can't get within a mile or two of the convention center.
I wish they'd make the border like that.
Isn't that amazing? It's a great point. You stop, you're walking on the street, you know, in my case, in a suit and tie, you're going to be, you know, asked where you're going, all this kind of stuff. And it's really, it just reminds me, you know, of how we've lost the America that you and I knew as kids. And
and they do that on purpose. They have these national security events worldwide and just use it to promote the police state and the end of due process. But we were talking during the break. You said your power was out yesterday there in Tampa?
Yeah, it was a limited thing, and my hotel was completely out for about 4 hours. And that was lovely. And all the whole time I'm thinking, what am I doing here? There's nothing going on. There's absolutely no news here. I should be home. I'd know more about what was going on. You lose power, you got to...
Oh, yeah, you can dial in on 100 different video feeds, watch all the other people. That's why I never go anywhere, because I can just sit right here and have the whole world.
Yeah, good call. I didn't do it. I didn't do it in 2008. I forgot I did it. Done it in 2004, and felt like I was, you know, you're supposed to be in the center of things when you're covering an event like that, but you don't have the perspective you have when you're, you know, on the internet.
Sure. I mean, in 2004, I got to walk around and had my seat and my press passes and got to see Arnold Schwarzenegger talk about protecting und Homeland, which was very surreal. A guy talking about the homeland in a German accent when it's your fatherland. And I got to, see old man Bush creeping around. I mean, big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's only good to get interviewed by media. The only reason you'd want to go is to get interviewed. And I did get on a bunch of national TV. So, I mean, I guess it is okay for that if you want to get publicity, which is important for any media organization.
Yeah, one of the things I wanted to do is be here to help support Aaron Klein, who's got a big book out there, and see if I can help him get that media. But, you know, it's a media zoo here. I mean, because everybody's here that the media wants to talk to. And so the shows are all, you know, booked up in advance. So it's strategically, it's probably not the best thing.
Hey, but at least you get to experience a hurricane. How's the weather? Is it raining?
No, it's past us now. It's, you know, it's headed up towards the Gulf. Looks like New Orleans is going to be hit hard again, which is, you know, just tragic.
Can you image Obama in there with his joystick controlling the hurricane?
It's going to be interesting if it does hit New Orleans and we've got another disaster on our hands. You know, how quickly he responds. Remember all the crap they gave Bush for not responding. But, you know, this is a real management crisis when you have...
Well, I wouldn't give Bush trouble for the feds not doing a good job. That's just to be expected. The gun confiscation was the issue there.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Stay there. Let's get into Iran. Let's get into Al-Qaeda. And then phone calls. Joseph Ferrer is our guest, WND.com. I, of course, am Alex Jones of Infowars.com. And they also have a magazine. You can find out about that. They're on their site as well. Sorry, our magazine is sold out. 36,000 copies in 36 hours sold out. But you can get the e-copy at Infowars.com/newsletter. We'll send you an e-copy.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You know, I really should be covering this hurricane more because it does look just like Katrina. They're saying even worse, Hurricane Isaac. And I know it was hitting Florida yesterday and now is out in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico. And it's looks like it's gaining steam, not losing it. So get ready. But here's another example of how government can't and won't protect you. I want to get into the geopolitical with Joseph Farah of WorldNetDaily.com or WND.com. But we can play the clips here. In fact, I know what I'm going to cover on the nightly news tonight. It's gun confiscation at Katrina. Because that's a scary thing, that they jammed the police communications, cut down their towers because the feds wanted to control it, blocked good agencies like the Coast Guard, even state police and police from other areas, thousands of firefighters that wanted to help, wouldn't let people walk out on the highways, made them go to the Superdome, and then went to some of the most expensive houses in the country. We're talking like $10 million mansions, you know, classical architecture, and I guess Georgian style, you'd call it, you know, the big columns, the rest of it. Because I have a book on architecture, and those houses are actually in there. And it showed them on the news going in and taking the guns out of their gun safes. Houses with generators. Houses with rich people in them. And the reason I raise that is they could argue and make excuses that in some crime-ridden areas, we thought criminals were in this building, so we went in to see if there were felons and ran their background, and they weren't felons, so good, here's your gun, protect yourself. But when they made a beeline for the rich neighborhoods and looted them, and most people never got their guns back, and that was under Bush. And now we have the Army manuals from that time. They've been training for gun confiscation during emergencies. So what do you expect the Army to do during an emergency? The same training they have for Fallujah, it's now been declassified, is the training for America. And Joseph Farah, you know, just like I was on a cruise ship when Katrina came in. My first cruise, I went on with my wife, and I had one child at the time. And we were dumb. We didn't know you don't go on a cruise in hurricane season, but it was real cheap. We went. And on the way back, here comes Katrina, and it chases us into Galveston. There were 30-foot waves, water coming in the huge ship. They had most of the decks closed. The staff were all, you know, scared looking at the television sets. And I, for a week, you know, felt like I was rocking back and forth trying to get my land legs back. But I'm ranting here. The point is, no one knew how big that would be. And I experienced Katrina. Well, imagine this. I mean, it's sneaking up on us. What do you make of what's going to happen if it does hit? That could be turnabout as fair play. If it ruins another big city and then Obama can't respond, there goes all of their partisan politics over it.
Yeah, I mean, they're still talking about, you know, Bush's mishandling of Katrina. And as you point out, a lot of it's deserved. They don't really zero in on the real problems, like gun confiscation, but rather, you know, like the federal government is supposed to take care of every problem that arises in our country. That's the expectation that we all have now. But, as you point out, this hurricane really hasn't hit. The last land it hit was Haiti. Missed Cuba, didn't hit the coast of Florida. And so, operating in these warm waters, it's headed right. If it stayed on a perfectly straight target right now, it would hit New Orleans. And, it potentially is 7 years, almost to the day, by the way. It looks like it will hit 7 years to the day of Katrina, August 29th, 7 years ago. So it's kind of spooky. I'm sure they're preparing evacuations and everything right now. And, aren't we lucky to have a great manager in the White House, like Barack Obama, to do it.
Well, I mean, since he said that nobody built anything in this country but government, then I guess he'll be the only one, like Superman. He could fly into the storm and maybe knock it off course himself, because only government can fix it.
Yeah, and I want everybody to remember that line when he starts telling you about all the things he's achieved over the last 4 years, using our money and, all the power of the federal government, but he will be claiming those as personal achievements. But you and I, who've actually done things in the private sector, taken risks, built businesses, we didn't do that. He did that. Of course, he probably wouldn't claim credit for anything you or I did.
Well, I had one of your writers, Mr. Rocker, on last week, and he made the point, no, Mr. President, I got myself into the major leagues. You didn't. And I can say right now, I got where I'm at today with my focus, my dedication over 17 years, and my listeners supporting me. But it's because they shared my views. And it's very insulting at a fundamental level to have somebody who's only worked and lived inside government and had people ghostwrite his books, and hasn't worked, I guarantee you, 18 hours a day like I have many, many times, hundreds of times. It is very irritating to hear that. And let me ask you this question, Joseph Farah. If a listener just joined us, editor and owner of WorldNetDaily.com. I know he has speechwriters who write some pretty good speeches for his teleprompters. And he looked like he was on a teleprompter when he gave that speech, and it turned out he'd given it several times before it got picked up on. What is the disconnect with the people in his administration to write that? Or do you have any info, being in Virginia by D.C., of who came up with that? Or do they think this country is so communist now that it's time to go ahead and start talking like Karl Marx?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're what they're doing is they're many people as they can. I think they figure we're at that point right now. Look at the polls, Alex. I mean, you know, right now it's the latest polls show an even split between Romney and Obama. The only difference between them, as you point out, really, is that, you know, one is more collectivist than the other. One, you know, Obama doesn't, there's not even a pretense anymore to believing in, you know, free enterprise and that sort of thing, self-government, limited government. There's a pretense, at least, on the other side. It's the Republican platform, which, of course, is going to be meaningless once Romney's elected. But I think that's it. I mean, I think that Obama is, what was the old saying, you know, back in the days of the Soviet Union, two steps forward, one step back. I think what's going to happen in this election is we're going to take one step back. I think, and you know what, it's for us, I believe it's the best thing. Even though it may be planned, and I think you're right about the globalists that have backed off on the support that they gave Obama in 2008 because they perceive probably that he's moving too fast and he's exhausted whatever, you know, potential he had to advance their cause. He's become a liability. So let's switch to the guy who's going to take us one step back.
But we know the power structure is made up of different pieces. It's not one monolith. We know the ultra-rich, on average, are predatory, that want to shut down people they don't control. And so that's where the real fight's going on here. But he could stage a big false flag. He did Fast and Furious. He could do anything to pull his bacon out. We've had all those Democratic advisors talk about how much a terror attack like 9/11 or Oklahoma City would help them. They've said veterans and libertarians and conservatives are the new enemy. We could see them kind of framing that in the public's mind, preparing the ground. Or they could use a big war as a way to get us to rally around the president. Then there are real terror attacks, a response by Iran or others, or manufactured. People rally around the commander-in-chief. He gets back in, uses the war as a clampdown mechanism. Let's move to your sources that right now it looks like the green light's on.
Yeah, I think so. And part of it, Alex, these politics, international politics, are very complicated. Israeli politics are very complicated, more so even than U.S. politics. You know, I've spent a lot of time there. But in Israel today, where you rarely have a consensus, a political consensus among leadership, the population, and so forth, there is a consensus now. And keep in mind, this is where it comes from. 60 years ago, half the Jewish population of Europe was exterminated. They get their own state, and they're faced with a country that is, you know, developing nuclear arms. And every single day, some mullah or some political leader in Iran is saying, "We're going to kill the Jews. We're going to this is the weapon that we're going to use to destroy the Jewish state and the remnant that survived the Holocaust." So this has bred a consensus in Israel that something has to be done. The only question is when, and this is how it affects us, because the when has a lot to do with this election. And here's my take on it. Right now, we don't know who's going to win the presidency, right? But they. In Israel, as there's a significant chance that they see Obama being reelected in 2012, then they're going to roll the dice before the election. They're going to take Iran's nukes out or try to before the election, which means October. They're going to wait until the last minute. They're not going to do it in September. It's going to happen in October. So we're in the, you know, they always talk about an October surprise. This is a very predictable October surprise. And it changes the dynamics of the election because, you know, does it make people less likely to throw out an incumbent that they're really not too happy with? If you look at his, approval ratings, and they're abysmal. But do you change horses in midstream? I'm sure there's some people who are going to say that's not a good idea. Because if Israel... You also have to look at how Israel might do this. They may use nuclear weapons. I mean, this is, I mean, you know what that means. This is like a major, humongous international crisis.
Let me ask you this. The Defense Department admits many nukes are being looked at. They've got bunker busters that carry nukes. Russia's threatening, lining up weapons. Why are the mullahs and the Ayatollah making statements like, we're going to wipe the Zionists off the map? Why are they doing that when they could back off and not have the war?
Why are the Iranians doing that?
Yes.
You know, it's puzzling because I think in some ways, I think there's a battle going on inside the Iranian camp. Here, Iran also feels to an extent that its back is up against the wall. You know, we tend to think of maybe I think Americans think of the Muslim world. They don't understand there is not unity in the Muslim world. Iran is more fearful of Saudi Arabia than they are of Israel. They hate the Saudi more than they hate Israel. And, you know, there's a battle going on inside the Muslim world between the Shiites and the Sunnis. And what they see is this is an accurate view. I mean, they're right about this. The Saudis, to a great extent, control U.S. foreign policy. It's just that simple.
That's right. No one ever talks about Saudi Arabia. I mean, obviously, Israel's in there manipulating as well. But no one, this is when I get major heat, if you talk about Saudi power in media, you name it, in politics, it is incredible. And that's my next point. They're openly sending al-Qaeda and jihadis in with NATO backing to bring down Libya, to bring down Syria. Iran sees this and understands they're 20% of the population, Shiite. They see the Sunnis taking over, backed up by the great Satan. And so here is the United States and NATO allied with al-Qaeda against the Shiites. And then Israel's being threatened by Iran, and so they want to attack. I mean, this is like a Mexican standoff.
It would not be an exaggeration to say that the U.S. military has been doing the bidding of the Saudis all along. You know, when we're involved in, Iraq and Kuwait and now in Syria, you say, well, what are the national interests the U.S. has in these operations? And they're very hard to figure out. But the Saudi interests are clear. And when every president leaves office, what happens? They all get these, multi-million dollar endowments from the Saudis. It's like, it's one of the rewards of becoming a U.S. president is when you leave office, the Saudis take care of
you. Yeah, they pay $1 million every time you give a speech. It's a public foreign government payoff. But here's my issue. I see the Saudi government begging Israel to strike Iran, and I know Israel bashing is the religion over there, but why then is Israel playing into that, and why is Saudi Arabia, how can they get away with begging Israel to attack another Muslim country? It's amazing how complex it is, and then people, in the West just want to make it Arabs, last parking lot them. Not knowing how diverse it is.
Yeah. Well, what Israel does is it plays its neighbors off one another. That's how it has managed to, in addition to having a very efficient and strong military, it plays one-off politics with these folks. One day, Hamas is the bad guy and the Palestinian Authority are the good guys, and it switches every once in a while, and that's what they do. I mean, you just go look at a map. Israel's a little sliver of a country surrounded by 300 million Muslims in the immediate.
But how is it going to help Israel if they attack Iran and unify Muslims and then get attacked from all sides? I guess it'll help the politicians to have a big giant war where they can all be heroes, including Obama. So Israel's going to strike, and I think it's going to put Obama in the White House.
Well, I think that if they do it in October, it strengthens Obama's hand. So if Obama looks like he's even got a very good chance of winning the election in November, I believe you're going to see this happen in October. And the reason for that is because they know that if they wait till after the election, Obama will not pull the rug out from under Israel. He can't do that before the election because Israel is popular with the American people. The American people will basically look at it as, you know, this is a country fighting for its survival. And so he...
So they think once he's a lame duck that he'll put more pressure. So
yeah.
It's basically pushing ahead the timetable.
Exactly.
So and what do you think is going to happen?
Throughout the Middle East right now, by the way.
Sure. I mean, it's even coming out in mainstream news. That's basically what's going on, and you've got sources as well. So what's going to end up happening? I mean, is it leaning towards war, or is it leaning away?
Well, you know, I was talking to Jerry Corsi about this. We're stuck here in our hotel rooms yesterday, and it's funny because, you know, he happens to be very informed in this area, and I got my own sources in this area. And he disagrees. He doesn't think Israel's going to attack before the election. Listen, I hope there's no war. I mean, I hope things can be resolved without war. But
Obama is going to use this for a giant power grab. They've got martial law ready. Stay there. We'll take calls.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
That he had more than 10,000 people at the alternate convention, Paul Fest, and Paul never even really promoted that because I guess he wanted to leave things open for Rand to get a speaking slot and things and be part of the mainline Republican Party. I guess Obama unifies everybody. Pretty amazing. And you can tell the establishment doesn't like Ron Paul the way they've treated him. For people that attack him and say he's establishment, they are completely off the reservation. I want to jam in a few calls from Jerry and from Rob and others here for Joseph Farah. But briefly, your take on Ron Paul. Let me stop you. We didn't have you faded up. Go ahead and start over, sir.
Yeah, I think Ron Paul has, if he's accomplished nothing else, has built an amazing foundation for the future. For his son Rand, I think the possibilities for Rand, based on the movement that Ron Paul has built, are practically limitless. This is one of the real, I think, great developments over the last 8 years, is what Ron Paul has accomplished, a real grassroots movement.
No, you're right. I was critical of the enthusiastic endorsement of Romney, which I think was a miscalculation, if you want to get just political, by Rand. But in a way, I do see them actually winning races against people like Dewhurst and others. I actually see them getting more constitutionalists in and kind of trying to retake the Tea Party in a way. I'm seeing some real success.
Yeah, I think Rand is a little more disarming politically than Ron Paul is. I think, Ron Paul scares, even a lot of conservatives with some of his positions, the way he talks. But Rand Paul is a little bit more refined and has a kind of a quieter approach, reasoned approach. And, I don't know anybody who doesn't like Rand Paul. I mean, this is a guy who's so persuasive. He persuades the establishment Republicans in the Senate to vote right. So I think he's got a tremendously bright future, and a lot of it he has to thank his dad for.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, they're not perfect, but look at the alternative. Obama, who openly says he believes citizens shouldn't be able to own guns when he was a state senator.
Right.
I mean, again, I don't believe in lesser two evils, but when you've got people that are flaming revolutionaries, we don't need to get all worked up and energized hating on people that we agree with more.
Exactly.
We need to politically get out there and wake people up. Let's jam in a call. Mm-hmm. One caller who was holding just hung up. So let's go to Jerry in Illinois. You're on the air with Joe Farah. Joseph Farah, go ahead.
Good afternoon, both of you, Alex and Joe. Very nice to talk to you. First-time caller. I've been a listener for almost 2 years, and I got to thank you for opening my eyes. My question about the presidential race this year, I don't want to go and vote for Mickey Mouse again because we've been given the opportunity of voting for the worst of two evils, and I have been sick of that since 2000 and Al Gore and Bush. So, I mean, do you have any ideas? I was thinking of a write-in for Ron Paul or Rand Paul even.
Well, listen, we're almost on exactly the same page. 2000, I couldn't vote for either candidate. I announced that publicly. Gore was, to me, much worse than Bush. I just didn't. What convinced me, and I don't know if I've mentioned this before on the air, Alex, is in 2000.
Stay there. I want to hear this. Back in 1 minute. You stay there too, Jerry.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.